This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking, shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Invest Talk. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. And of course, we're living through a pretty historical time, unprecedented times. And we're beginning to reopen, finally. And they're going to do it in stages, state by state, county by county, city by city. I don't know, you know, I understand why. We all understand why. But boy, the sooner the better for me. But how many jobs will be brought back when it's over? Let's say we're all open. You think we're going to get all back those, what, 25 million jobs all at one time? No, we're not. Some of those jobs are gone. And it's going to take a while to get them back. It could take months. You know, I know people think we're going to be back in normal times here at the end of the year, beginning of next year. Well, we'll be mostly back, but some of these jobs are permanently lost. If you have a restaurant and you were just barely making it before, you're certainly not going to be able to reopen. There's that kind of thing. That's the kind of job losses. My car wash down the street will reopen, but you don't leave the car anymore. Before, you used to get out of the car, and then they had a guy out there who would shine it up. Well, now they used to have two or three guys out there, and I see only one. It's just going to be slow. It's going to just be slow. For investors, what's going to happen with the stock market? You know, we are all working for that same goal, and that's financial freedom. So you're going to have a range of financial investments and questions about what's going to work as we come back. And of course, I'll do my best to give you the answers as unbiased as I can. So you need strategies. We all need strategies to deal with all this volatility. Volatility is not going to go away. It's not. You're still in an election year. You still have a lot to make up for this coronavirus. And there's going to be fits and starts with getting back to work and getting everybody back to work. So our volatility is here to stay for a while. So don't expect it just to disappear and we're back on a bull market. Now, some people think that we are back in the bull market. And I got even one of my talking points is about one of those persons. So we'll see how that goes. I'm here and ready to answer any of your investing questions, any financial questions you might have, our anytime listener line is open. And I'm ready to take your calls live. We're live Monday through Friday, 4 to 5. And the number is 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. You can call it now. Now, during the COVID-19 stay-in-place situation, which we finally starting to ease up a little bit, you know, Justin and I have had to postpone our trips, right? We've postponed our personal meetings with people around the country. But we still can do it through telephone, Skype, or, you know, Jive meetings. It's, you know, especially now with the COVID-19, a lot of people don't want to leave necessarily their homes. So we can still do it. I just need your copy of your statement. We'll sit down and talk to each other through Skype. I'm comfortable with Skype. Not yet comfortable with other types of things, but I'm comfortable with Skype. Or we can just do it by phone. I don't care. Okay, so again, call our number or go to investtalk.com, send me an email. You know, anyway you can reach me, investtalk.com. There's two T's in there. Just say contact us and send me an email. My main talking point today concerns this opinion. 2020 is lining up to be just like the 2000.com bubble crash. A former Goldman Sachs manager has identified several reasons why he thinks we'll have another 40% drop before the end of the year. Well, is he going to be right? Well, I got other opposing opinions. What do you think? So we're going to talk about that. Should you be buying gold now? Gold's already had a big run up, right? It's at a 52-week high. Should you be buying gold? Now, that's going to be one of my talking points. Morgan Stanley's Michael Wilson, who's an analyst for Morgan Stanley, says the bull market, this pause we're having, we've had for the last few days, week, is just a pause in a bull market. Now, he can see a small pullback, but not much. It's in a pullback in a bull market. So we'll have to talk about that. And home buying, there's three major changes to home buying from this COVID-19 coronavirus. Three changes that experts see happening because of this stay-at-home order and the sickness that it dissolved, you know, the coronavirus. So we're going to talk about those things too. But of course, you always come first. Always, always, always. So your calls are first. So give me a call. We'll talk to you. The Dow was up 133. The NASDAQ was up 98. And the S&P 500 is up 26. Now, that was that's down from where it was earlier in the day. So it had a pretty good update most of the day. And about an hour and a half or so, a couple hours before the end of the day, it started to fall and then popped up again right toward the end, right toward the end of the day. So that's what the market did. As our regular listeners know, Justin and I make a practice to get through as many caller questions as possible in each hour that we do the show, which we do every day. So we go to the voice bank. People call during, after the hours or before our show, and then ask questions. Here's a call that came in earlier on our Anytime Listener Line number, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, this is Rachel from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for your show. My question is, when should I buy Medtronic, MDT? Has a great balance sheet, looks to be very strong. What do you think is a good position to get in for the long term? Thank you so much.
Let's take a look at MDT, Medtronics. Let's see, develops implantable cardiac rhythmic devices, spinal implants, and other device-based medical therapies. Unfortunately, they probably took a hit in their earnings because of this COVID virus situation. You would think it wouldn't you? But you're wrong, because what happened is they had all the hospitals preparing for all these patients for the virus, and so they shut down a lot of the other things that the hospitals do. So their earnings are probably going to get hit a little bit, but it's a very solid company. It's $97.90. It's going to make over $5 per share. Okay, so that means it's a tad under 20 PE, and the five-year range is 13 to 22. So it's not cheap. Sales are still growing. The most recent quarters, but probably this quarter they'll probably be a little weak. That's what I'm thinking. So I would wait for a weakness. I mean, that's what I would do. It was trading at 120, fell all the way down to 75, made it back to about 103 or so, and today it's at 97. So this weakness we're seeing now probably is the opportunity that you may get. So if it drops to the mid-80s, I'm thinking it might go to 82, 83. But if it drops to 85, I think I'd be a buyer. Comedy is very, very solid. 14% return on equity, doesn't have a lot of debt. You know, it's just a very solid company. Medtronics, MDT. MD is a dog, T is the symbol. Okay, so you're listening to Invest Talk, everybody. I'm Steve Peasley. And if you have some additional discretionary time because you aren't commuting, I encourage you to explore the financial investment information we have posted on our website at investtalk.com. You can learn more about the various investment strategies, opportunities we offer through KPP Financial. For example, check out our active 401k program. If you're in a 401k, you need help managing it, we have what's called an active 401k equipment, or maybe our equity income plus account strategy. We have several strategies there. If you're serious about achieving financial freedom, you've got to be prepared. You have to get better educated. Think about the market volatility. Understand how it works. I'm now taking your questions live at 888-99-CHART. Now that this coronavirus scare has shut down all the gymnasiums, my wife has had to go and start running again. That's her normal workout now, and all of a sudden her knees became inflamed, creating lots of pain. Obviously, she's looking for relief. and started applying Quanta's muscle rub multiple times per day, three times a day. She told me it helps reduce her soreness and discomfort. Now, if you listen to our podcast, you know I'm skeptical about many of these kind of products. I'm here to tell you, from personal experience, this brand is believable. Quanta is a publicly traded applied science company. They make health and wellness products utilizing patented technology and makes them up to five times more efficient. Their flagship product is an all-natural muscle rub that alleviates aches and pains because it directly reduces inflammation. We have teamed up to help listeners to InvestTalk. So for a limited time, you can save 20% off of all Quanta's health wellness products by using the coupon code INVEST, that's I-N-V-E-S-T, on their website. Their website is buyquanta.com. That's BUYQUANTA.com.
You are listening to InvestTalk. It's Tuesday, Steve Peasley is here, and some states are reopening. So how quickly could our economy come back to life? You've got finance and investment questions, Steve has answers. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. We're going to go to Kevin in Berkeley. He wants to talk about PG&E. Kevin.
Hey, Steve. Yes, I wanted to know if you think now's the time to buy PG&E.
Okay, let's take a look. PG&E Corporation, engaged in the generation and distribution of electricity and natural gas in northern central California. You know what my fear is of this, Kevin? Is they're a target for lawsuits. Every time there's brush fires, they're the first ones they look to, and probably because in the past they deserved it. But that's my fear about this. They're making decent money, $3.98 a share this year, $4.24 a share next year. It's $11 stock. Can't get much cheaper than that. And as I said, I think my fear is reflected in everybody else's fear about lawsuits. So if you're going to buy it, they don't have a dividend, by the way, because they suspend it until they get past these lawsuits. If you didn't have that fear out there, this would be a great buy. I mean, it's really low price stock for the amount of money they're going to earn. So your fear is lawsuits, and they're already in bankruptcy, so we're waiting for them to come out of bankruptcy. So is these lawsuits going to cause the shareholders to lose value? Because, what's going to happen? We don't really know. So the reason why it's so cheap is because there's that unknown out there. And I would wait until we have some knowledge. And, of course, the stock price might be higher by that time. But I don't like to step into things that we just don't know about. And the lawsuit fired claims, we just don't know how much it's going to hurt them yet. Now, they filed bankruptcy, but what if you shareholders get 50? What if they cut your holdings to 50% of what you have because they need the money? See, so you don't know what it's going to do. I would avoid it, Kevin. I would avoid it at this point. So let's keep things moving. Here's another question, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve and Justin. This is Rob calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. I had a question on reverse stock splits. I have a company in my portfolio. It's the Gold Miners Bull 3X Direction ETF, NUGT. Last week it did a reverse stock split, 10-1, I believe. I had 100 shares. Now I only have 10. Just wanted to see if you can explain what the reverse stock split is, if that's a good indicator or a poor indicator for the company, and if the value of my positions have changed at all. Thanks a lot.
For normal stock, a reverse stock split is a negative indication. Just like a regular stock split, not a reverse one, is a positive indication. But it really doesn't change the values at all. Now, this was NUGT, Direction Gold Miners Bull, two times. Exchange-traded funds seeking performance corresponding to the three times, not two times. It says three times in New York Arca Gold Miners Index. So it's 300% leverage. And what happened is they wanted to get the price up, so they did a reverse stock split, a 1-for-10. So your value goes up 10 times, but your holdings go down 10 times. So there's no change in value necessarily, but generally it's considered a negative thing, generally. So that's all. Stock splits are never change the values. It's just it's the perception of positive or negative. Reverse is perceived as being negative, and a regular split is perceived as positive. On the next Invest Talk, this story. An analyst report has identified 9 stocks facing dividend cut risks. You knew that was coming, right? And he names names. Could some of those be in your portfolio? Could they be cut? That's tomorrow. I'm Steve Peasley. I'm ready to take your questions live, 888-99-CHART.
You are listening to Invest Talk. The COVID-19 crisis has caused unprecedented change in the markets. And now more than ever, with an asset portfolio to protect, you need unbiased answers to your finance and investment questions. Steve Peasley is here, and he's taking your calls now. 888-99-CHART.
Okay, my main talking point today concerns Article 2020 is lining up like the 2000.com bubble crash. A former Goldman Sachs manager has identified several reasons why he thinks we will have another 40% drop in the markets over the rest of this year. So is he correct? Is that a correct assumption? I have other opinions, vastly different. So I really have come to the conclusion the experts have no clue. No clue what's really going to happen. This guy is supposed to be an expert. He's a former Goldman Sachs manager. He's saying that, it's interesting that he says that the Nasdaq in 2000 did a similar bear market bounce as it is today. And it dropped 40%, then bounced 42% off of the bottom, retracing 61.8%. Do you know what that number is? You've heard me talk about it. I'm sure Justin has too. That's the Fibonacci retracement number. Okay, so it retraced that much. Now, we're not there yet. We haven't retraced that much yet. It then stalled. This is back in 2000, and then fell 43% more. So he's saying it's a pattern that looks very, very similar to the 2000.com burst of the bubble. And then he said, well, if you add the presidential election into the mix, and you're looking at a lot of uncertainty, and he thinks that, you know, that there's a lot of retail participation that leveraged this stock market up from, and he feels that that's coming off. He also quotes that back then Warren Buffett was hoarding a record amount of cash, and he's doing it again now. He has. Remember we talked about that last year, and I mentioned it numerous times, that he has more cash than he's ever had before, and he still does. And just a reminder, he just got out of all his airline stocks. Did you see that a couple of weeks ago? So he would buy him 3 or 4 weeks ago, Delta, then reversed himself, sold it. So just so you know. So what is this guy recommending? He's recommending you need to downsize your house, sell your valuables, go to cash. That's what he's recommending. Now, don't get carried away, because I have an opposite opinion here. I'm going to go over before the end of the hour. So it's not all one way. Okay? Now, are you invested in the semiconductor sector? Intel has confirmed its latest move to grow its automotive division. The chip giant is acquiring Movit, an Israel startup that analysts urban traffic analyzes urban traffic patterns and provides transportation recommendations with a specific focus on public transit. The deal values Movit at $900 million, although Intel says that the growth of its existing stake in the startup effectively means that Intel is paying about $840 million in this transaction. Movit provides traffic data to third parties, including Intel itself, Uber, and 7,500 transit authorities, and it also has a popular app with 800 million users globally. Movit. Have you ever said, or maybe Movit, M-O-O-V-I-T, one word. Move it. I'm not sure how to say that. So, okay, I think we can fit another caution call before the break. Let's try it. This car came in earlier. 888-99-CHART.
Hi there. This is Mike in Denver. And I was wondering what you thought about Lockheed Martin Technologies. I figured an aerospace defense company would be a good bet with the current times. And I was just wondering what you thought would be a good buy-in point right now. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, the symbol is LMT. LMT. Lockheed Martin manufactures military aircraft, missile satellites, submarine combat systems, and missile defense systems. And, you know that Trump, President Trump, is very pro-military, so he's going to keep spending money. If he gets reelected, this stock is likely to go higher. It's going to make $26.43. So this COVID-19 virus is not going to affect it at all, other than maybe because it came from China and we're pointing fingers at China, and maybe they'll spend more money on military stuff. Turner Equity is huge. They have huge cash flow, pays a dividend of 2.5%, which is not a lot. The stock is selling for $390. It's going to make $26 a share. So what is that, about 17, 16 PE? Not a bad price, really. Not a bad price. Now, it fell from 430, that's a high, all the way down to 270, is now 390. So it had a huge run, right? Up, down, back up. So today it was up $10, 2.67% today. Now, I think you want to wait for a pullback. I do. It's not a bad price, but I think you'll get a better price if you're patient. Now, amid the COVID-19 crisis, the Federal Reserve is pumping trillions of dollars into the economy. Trillions. But the federal government has not discovered extra money laying around. They're just printing it, printing new money. So as we go to break, here's my two-part trivia question. Could the Federal Reserve policies cause inflation, acute inflation, down the road? And the United States monetary system used to be based on the gold standard. When was that abandoned? You know, remember? I'll have the answers after the break. But now we're taking your market and financial questions live, 888-99-CHART.
Numbers are elusive.
But if it goes to zero, do you lose all your money?
They're always changing.
Their debt-to-equity ratio is fairly low.
InvestTalk listeners know it's all about the numbers.
I'm 82. I'm interested in knowing what the recommended withdrawal rate would be.
So the questions keep coming.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I have a question regarding real estate.
Everything counts.
I was wondering if you could shed a little bit more light on ExxonMobil.
Jason, El Segundo, how you doing?
Go to Robert in San Leandro. He wants an ETF follow-up.
Steve Peasley and Justin Klein, thank you for your continued support.
I really appreciate your insight and your understanding of the market and financial business.
Since it all started, the total number of InvestTalk downloads has now exceeded 22 million.
Hi, Steve and Justin. I've been listening to you guys for 2 years, and I absolutely love your show.
InvestTalk.com. You are listening to InvestTalk. The COVID-19 pandemic has turned everything upside down. But are we now seeing some light at the end of the tunnel? You've got finance and investment questions. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein have answers. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
Okay, I had a trivia question before the break. First, let's go through that. Let's ask. Before the break, I asked this trivia question. Could the Fed policies cause acute inflation down the road? And the United States monetary system used to be based on the gold standard. When was that abandoned? So first, let me explain the concept of gold standard. It was a monetary system where a country's currency or paper money had a value directly linked to gold. So during the time of the gold standard, countries agreed to convert paper money into a fixed amount of gold. That was the gold standard. That fixed price was used to determine the value of that currency. For example, if the U.S. set a price of gold at $500 an ounce, the value of the dollar would be 1/500 of an ounce of gold, $500 an ounce. Currently, the gold standard is not used by any country anywhere. Britain stopped using it in 1931. The U.S. followed suit in 1933, and it abandoned the little parts that it did have. It still had some tie to the gold standard, but abandoned that in 1973. So what system replaced the gold standard? It's called fiat money. Fiat. The term fiat money describes currency that is used because of a government's order, or fiat, that the currency must be accepted as a means of payment in the U.S. For instance, the dollar is fiat money. The dollar is fiat money. Now, the goal of monetary policy should be to prevent inflation and deflation and to help promote a stable monetary environment. That's what the goal of our Federal Reserve is. And it's supposed to also promote full employment. So could the Fed policies cause acute inflation down the road because they're printing trillions of dollars? Well, it's possible, because it's very possible, because they're printing so much money. It could become a serious problem down the road. I mean, we're not talking a few bucks or a few billion dollars. We're talking about trillions. Anyways, Justin and I are always happy to hear your questions. Here's another from our 24-hour voice bank, 888-99-CHART.
Hi, Steve or Justin. This is Dan from San Diego. I was just wondering what your thoughts might be on the unemployment rate. I've read several articles about how fast it might come back once the society opens up. But on the other hand, I know several people that are making more money by drawing unemployment due to the $600 extra kicker a week than when they're working. So they're not in any great hurry to go back to work. I was wondering what your thoughts might be on that. Thank you.
And he's correct. There's disincentive to go back to work in the short term. But that disincentive is going to expire. I think it expires in July. I want to say July. So I do think the unemployment rate will come roaring down after it's spiked up here this quarter. It's going to be 25 to 40% this quarter, okay? But it then should come way down fast. But how far down? We're going to have much higher unemployment than we had before. It's going to take a while, but, you know, it's going to come down pretty fast when we start reopening the country. So, but you're right. Right now, there's a disincentive because you can make more money by just collecting unemployment plus that extra check. Then someone told me, and I'm not sure how accurate this is, that you're making like $50,000 a year at a rate collecting that extra money plus your unemployment benefits. And of course, that's a ton of money, more money than most people make. So, yeah. It is a problem, but I don't think it's going to be a long-term problem. So, we'll see. 888-99-CHART, should you buy gold now? Now, should you? Smart money is still buying, I can tell you that. Paul Singer, you know who he is? He's a billionaire hedge fund manager of Elliott Management. He says stocks are going to fall and gold is way undervalued. That's what he thinks. He sees stocks falling. Now, one thing that bothers me is a lot of people are saying stocks are going to fall. When a lot of people say something, I get a little nervous that it may not come true. I say that. I think the market should come down, and I'm pretty sure it's going to. So, but I I've been saying for a while, Justin, I've been saying for a while, you've got to have some gold. Gold, not necessarily physical gold, but gold mining companies, or maybe the ETF that holds gold, something to protect against a possible fall. That would be the smart thing to do, and I still think you should do it. I do. I still think, even after the run-up in gold, we could get a super cycle in gold. The last super cycle we had was, what, 76, 77, 78, somewhere in there? It went from like $25 an ounce to $800 an ounce. Okay. Huge run up in gold. And that was during the high inflation, the oil, OPEC oil embargo, and you had to wait in line to get gasoline, and you had a scare of products off the shelves in the grocery stores, and then that's when gold spiked. Super cycle. Can we have another one? It's very possible. So just be aware of that. So, yeah, I think you should have gold in your portfolio. I do. We're moving along pretty quick, pretty brisk, so let's keep going. Here's another caller question.
Hi, guys. My name is Mukesh, and I really enjoy your show. I have a question regarding one of the stock called Bluebird Bio. The ticker is BLUE. I bought this thing from the last year around 80 bucks, and it's been going down since because of the market crash. I'm not sure, should I just buy more? It's like 58 bucks right now, kind of average my price. Would love your thoughts. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time. Bye.
Okay, it's called Bluebird Bio, symbol BLUE, blue. It's a $3 billion company, so it's a small cap, but you know, not a tiny one. Develops therapeutics to treat severe genetic and orphan diseases using gene therapy. It's a $56 stock, and I wouldn't buy this stock ever. They're going to lose this year $16 a share, next year $13.54 a share. It's never made money. Every year, it loses more money. Why would you buy that stock? You don't buy these kinds of stocks until the cash flow is negative $14 a share. You don't buy these stocks until they have make money. It's not a real company until it makes money. And this company is losing more money every year. Now, can it ever turn around? I don't know. I have to look at the pipeline and see what kind of drugs they have. They received approval for a particular drug called Zentaglo, a drug used to treat transfusion-dependent patients with I don't know what beta thalassemia is. I don't know. Until it makes money, I'm not interested, and I would never buy more. I would not think that's the wrong thing to do. I'm Steve Peasley. You're listening to InvestTalk. So obviously, you understand the importance of unbiased guidance. That's why you listen. That's why you call. So I want to talk to you. I encourage you to consider subscribing to our KPP Premium newsletter as well. I write that and distribute it every Friday. Now, in the newsletter, you get pretty good information, strong information such as the week's market analysis, portfolio management guides, a couple stock ideas. You can subscribe anytime at investtalk.com, investtalk.com with two T's. And now I'm ready to take your questions, 888-99-CHART.
This is InvestTalk. Steve and Justin have just recorded a new Rapid Fire Hour. At a faster pace, you can hear answers to 29 caller questions. The podcast download is free. Go to investtalk.com, search April Bonus Show. And now the phone lines are open. Steve and Justin welcome your calls. 888-99-CHART.
Hello. What do you think about investing in this stock for a long term? EADSY, Airbus. Thank you so much.
Okay, this is Airbus, a Netherlands-based maker of commercial military aircraft. There's two plane makers in the world, right? There's Boeing and Airbus. So do you own any of them? I say no, not at this time. No. Why? Are they going to survive? Probably. Because the government supports them. Okay, both our government is going to support Boeing. You know it is. And you know the EU is going to support Airbus. You know that's going to happen. They're not going to let either one of these companies go under. Not going to happen. But it could, you, the shareholder, could be diluted severely because of the money they're going to be losing. They're losing lots of money right now. Billions. We're talking B and billions. Airbus is a $47 billion company, $15 stock, but they're going to lose so much money, I wouldn't take this risk. I would stay away from the airlines, stay away from the Airbus and Boeing, which makes the planes for the airlines. I would say anything that related to that kind of travel business, and cruise ships is the same way. You know, hotel business, same way. They're going to lose billions. So you don't know what's going to happen with these companies. They were strong companies before, but when you stop completely for several months, stop their business completely, it's going to take a long time to recover from that. So I just stay away from that kind of business for the time being. Till we see what the real damage is. We don't know yet. We don't. Okay, let's see. We had some economic numbers. You know, the economic numbers are starting to show the real damage that we're going to see. We won't see the complete destruction of the economy until we get the numbers for April. And here is May. We're starting to see the numbers. Okay. So, for instance, the ISM Manufacturing Index, April, is 41.8, down from 52.5. Anything above 50 is expansion. Anything below 50 is contraction. So obviously we're contracting. You expected it. It has to happen. But there are reasons for optimism, really. States are starting to reopen. We have much lower oil prices, gasoline prices when people start driving around again. Interest rates are really, really low. There's lots of money going into the system from the Federal Reserve and the federal government. It's going to probably pass a big infrastructure spending bill. Some think it's going to be in the $1 trillion area. So there's positives out there, too. It's not all negative. We're just going to have to put up with a lot of negative numbers coming out for the next quarter. Let's go to Jay in Florida. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Steve. How's it going?
I'm good. I thank you for the call.
Hey, I was checking out CCL, which is Carnival Cruise Line, and I just wanted to know what you think about it. And I had another broader question. I think you address this question. Do you think that we're headed into a bear trap with the general market, or do you think it's just going to bounce back back to the highs? I just want your personal opinion. I know you can't predict it, but what do you think?
I think it's a bear trap. I do, Jay. I don't think people realize how bad the numbers are going to be when they start getting the numbers. You know, they're going to be really bad, and they've already priced in much better news. So I think we're in for another pullback. Some people think it's going to be deeper than it was before. Some people shallow. I think we might have seen the bottom because of all the money the government's pouring in. I think that's going to really boost the economy. I think 2 years from now, Jay, you need to be in the market because the market's going to be roaring by then. I really think so. Now, Carnival Cruise, I'm a little problem with. I think the government's going to come in and save them because they're losing money. They're going to go bankrupt if the government doesn't come and bail them out. And what's going to happen is you as a shareholder might get really diluted. In other words, the value of your shares may get hit heavily. I wouldn't advise getting into the cruise business, the airline business, or the whole hotel business yet. I would not. So Carnival Cruise, I think, is going to be one of the survivors, though. I'll tell you that. Okay? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. CCL is Carnival Cruise. Can we squeeze another call in? Let's try. This is from 888-99-CHART.
Hello. What is your opinion on this stock, ENPH, for a long term? Thank you so much.
Okay, long term. It's Enphase Energy. Designs, develops, and sells home energy solutions for the solar photovoltaic industry. It's a $5.4 billion company. I think that industry is going to continue to expand. It fell pretty hard from $50 all the way down to $9. And today it's at $13. So, I mean, that's a huge fall, right? Huge. So I expect the numbers to be pretty bad because it's obviously, solar panel industry, solar industry, building industry is going to suffer. So the perception is it's going to be tough. And it's only going to make 96 cents this year. And it's a $44 stock. I think it's way too expensive. I'd stay away from it. Too expensive. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. We have one goal here: to help you achieve financial freedom. Financial freedom. Of course, the work is going to continue right after this break, so get your questions in and do it now. 888-99-CHART.
On the next Invest Talk, an analyst report is predicting that there are 9 stocks that could face dividend cuts. Could some of your dividend income be at risk? That story tomorrow. But now Steve Peasley is here. He's got unbiased answers, but you've got to call with your questions. Call Steve, 888-99-CHART.
Hello, I love your show. What do you think about investing in this stock for a long term? AMD. Thank you so much. Bye.
AMV, AM as in Mary, V as in Victor, does not come up on my software. I don't know what. Yeah, American, I just don't think it's trading. American. Okay, so everybody, if a stock does not trade on one of the exchanges, it trades on pink sheets. And when the stock trades on pink sheet, that means very little information is available. It's usually a penny stock. Stay away from any and every penny stock. You don't need to be investing in penny stocks. They're too risky. So I'm sure this is a penny stock because it's not coming up on my database requests, even if I spell out the name. So I would stay away from it. Penny stocks can be manipulated far too easily. So you do not want to invest in penny stocks. Okay? 888-99-CHART is our number. Okay, Morgan Stanley's Michael Wilson, the analyst, Michael Wilson, says, this is a bull market, and this is only a pause in a bull market. He says you need to add in weakness. Now, he did go on to say that the S&P could fall to 2650, and right now it's what, 2880 or something, whatever it is, 2800 and something, and that's about a 10% fall. He thinks you should buy that fall. Now, I also think you should buy the fall, but I think it's going to fall more than that. Now, you got to give him some credence because he did call the bottom, very close to the bottom, on March 16th, and the bottom market bottomed a week later. So he was pretty darn close. So he's a pretty smart guy. So he thinks you need to be bullish and be buying on the dips. And frankly, I think you should buy on the dips too, but I think we're in for a bit more than just a dip. So I'd wait till it plays itself out and see. And we'll talk about it here on the radio. Justin and I will talk about it. We'll say, oh, okay, we think we're close to the bottom here. Or if you listen to us, we'll tell you what our thoughts are. We're not shy about that. Anybody who's listened to the show for any length of time knows we're not shy about that. So we will talk about it. Home buyers, there's going to be a lot of changes there. There's going to be 3 major changes with buying a house. It's going to go digital. That means when you look for a house, I do it now for just fun. Sometimes I look at the houses around the beach to see what the prices are. And you can see the ones for sale, they have photographs of all the insides and everything else. And you can see the view, you can see everything. So you don't have to go see them until you whittle them down to what you really want to buy. They're going to go more so. That process is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And banks are going to change. You know, in 2000, when the last economic crisis happened, it was caused by the housing, right? Well, one thing the banks learned from that lesson is you know, even though people can't afford or out of a job, they're going to take a while. They're going to give you some freedom to help you stay in that house more so than they have in the past, because they don't want to take these houses on their balance sheets. They don't. And finally, artificial intelligence, online applications, all that stuff is just going to get bigger and bigger and more part of the whole business. Those are the changes that are going to be pretty widespread and pretty big for the housing industry. I think these changes were already happening, but this COVID thing, it's accelerating it. So even though the changes have already happening, this whole sickness, people want to have social distancing, it's going to take a while for that to wear off completely. And by that time, people will be comfortable with some of these changes, and they'll just be permanent. That's how I see it. I'm Steve Peasley. This completes another InvestTalk program. And, of course, I'll be here tomorrow. Please remember, please, that you can access our free InvestTalk podcast downloads at iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Be sure to listen and view and rate us. We'd really appreciate that. And also tell your friends and family, anybody who has any interest. So, now, we have posted an all-new bonus show, April Bonus Show podcast, 29 questions with answers, unbiased answers. We went through in an hour. Have a good night, everybody.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is President and Justin Klein, Chief Executive Officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.